tracking Category 4 winds of up to 150 miles an hour, Hurricane Coleman is a mirror image of 2004's Hurricane Ivan in the statewide tabletop scenario. And according to that scenario, Coleman has inflicted major damage on Escambia County.
We're seeing a pretty good bit of devastation on both Barrier Islands. Access to both Barrier Islands is limited to none due to underwashing of the bridges. We're seeing quite a bit of storm surge damage on the inland back, the back bays.
John Dosh is Escambia County's emergency manager. In all 67 counties, emergency operations are focusing on internal processes and training. In other words, what to do.
Out towards Perdita, Warrenton Community, the Navy Point, in the city, and then certainly some of the areas up in the Ferry Pass community up there. So we've got a lot of water impacts that are occurring. We're actually seeing substantial structural damage to homes.
It's mainly people getting acquainted for the first time and some reacquainted in their roles to protect the community.
Public Safety Director Mike Weaver says the biggest change from last year's drill are new faces and familiar faces in new places.
Folks need to rehearse what their new position is. Some are completely new to the organization or to the seat, or some have promoted up and taken a different piece.
Hindered at first by an internet outage, which was resolved early in the drill, the operations room was crowded with a number of agencies and companies represented, beginning with first responders.
Your infrastructure, Gulf Power, the cell phone companies, we've got school board, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, government agencies from the city of Pensacola, town of Century, and Escambia County. About everything you can think of when you rely on anything at your home, they're represented here.
The number one priority for all our operations right now is life safety. That's our focus. Okay, if you've got a life safety mission, that is your focus, 100%.
For EOC Chief John Dosh, it's a matter of setting priorities both during and after the storm, and then coordinating the resulting activities.
Damage assessment is another priority. We want to get out there and figure out how bad is. Okay, we need to know what the impacts of our community are, both from a home perspective, from an infrastructure perspective, all those things that we need to have in order to start making the appropriate steps to get our community back in the recovery phase.
Hurricane Coleman went away around noon when the exercise concluded. Public Safety's Mike Weaver says the data generated will be crunched.
We will take all the information that each one of the agencies are entering into WebEOC, our data tracking, and then we'll see some lessons learned, some things, that some pathways where there were some bottlenecks and what we need to improve on.
Hurricane season for real kicks off June 1st and runs through November 30th. And the first predictions are out already.
We're forecasting a slightly above normal season, a total of 14 storms. Seven hurricanes and three major Category 3 to 5 hurricanes.
Phil Klotzbach is lead hurricane forecaster at Colorado State University. It's a calmer forecast than 2017, he says, which had 17 storms, 10 named, and 6 majors.
We're forecasting a slightly above average season because at this point, we don't think that a significant El Nino is going to develop this year. One of our primary reasons, the Atlantic right now is a little warm in the western Atlantic, a little cold in the eastern Atlantic. It's kind of marginal. Some of the models are indicating a decent amount of anomalous warming.
The National Hurricane Center is due out with its predictions on May 24th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.